The Canada women's rugby team sees its first action of 2024 on Sunday when it opens the Pacific Four series against the ninth-ranked United States in Carson, Calif. The game is the first for the fourth-ranked Canadians since November, when they finished runner-up to number one England at the WXV tournament. Canada has won 8 straight matches over the U.S., including a 50-17 victory to begin last year's Pacific Four series. Sunday's match is one half of a doubleheader at Dignity Health Sport Park, with RFC Los Angeles hosting the defending Major League Rugby champion New England Free Jacks in the nightcap. Canada coach Kevin Rouette had a camp in Barcelona for the European-based players before a 4-day session in Langford, BC, with the full roster before leaving for California. "The beauty is for this camp one didn't have new caps," said Rouette. "So everybody has at least one cap and one tour with us, so they know the dynamic, they know how we work. So I think it was an efficient 4 days of camp. That's the beauty of not having new people in the environment." The Canadian matchday 23 for Sunday features 16 players who are with overseas clubs, 10 from England, 4 from France and once each from Australia and New Zealand. After Sunday, Canada flies down under to face No. 5 Australia on May 11 in Sydney before heading to Christchurch to take on No. 2 New Zealand on May 19. The top three teams in the Pacific Four series qualify for the WXV's top division, which also features the top three from the women's Six Nations. And there is added incentive for Rouette's team since Canada is hosting the WXV. Vancouver will stage the WXV from September 27 to October 13 with select games to be held at BC Place Stadium. Canada opened last year's Pacific Four tournament by thumping the US in Madrid before coming home to Ottawa, where it downed Australia 45-7 and lost 52-21 to New Zealand in front of a Canadian women's record crowd of 10,092 at TD Place. Veteran lock Tyson Bookaboom will earn her 66th cap for Canada, putting her just one behind Canada's all-time women's cap leader, Gillian Florence. Captain Sophie De Gaeta shifts to openside flanker with Gabrielle Senft taking over at number 8. Edmonton hooker Sarah Klein is set to make her first start for Canada after coming off the bench to earn her first 2 caps last year. Claire Gallagher, now playing in England for Leicester Tigers, starts at fly half. The matchday 23 includes 3 players who represented Canada at the HSBC-SVNS series in Hong Kong earlier this month. Pamphonette Buisa starts at blindside flanker and Sabrina Poulin at fullback with Sevens captain Olivia Apps on the bench. Cassandra Tufnail, sidelined by an injury, has been replaced by Maya Brubacher in Canada's 30-player squad. Canada roster: Olivia DeMerchant, Mapledale, NB, Halifax Tars RFC, Sarah Klein, Edmonton, Western Force, Australia, Dalika Menon, Vulcan, Alta, Exeter Chiefs, England, Tyson Bookaboom, Uxbridge, Ant, Ealing Trailfinders, England, Letitia Royer, Lauretville, K, ASM Romagnet, France, Pamphonette Buisa, Gatineau, K, Ottawa Irish, Sophie De Gaeta, Victoria, Saracens, England, Gabrielle Senft, Regina, Stade Bordelais, France, Justine Pelletier, Rivière du Loup, K, Stade Bordelais, France, Claire Gallagher, Caledon, Ant, Leicester Tigers, England, Paige Ferries, Red Deer, Alta, Saracens, England, Alexandra Tessier, St. Clotilde de Horton, K, Exeter Chiefs, England, Shoshana Siamanutafa, White Rock, BC, Chiefs Manawa, New Zealand, Maddie Grant, Cornwall, Ant, Cornwall Claymores, Sabrina Poulin, St. George, K, Town of Mount Royal RFC. Bench: Emily Tutosi, Souris, Man, Exeter Chiefs, England, McKinley Hunt, King City, Ant, Saracens, England, Alexandria Ellis, Ottawa, Stade Francais, France, Courtney Holtkamp, Rimby, Alta, Red Deer Titans Rugby, Julia Omokale, Calgary, Leicester Tigers, England, Olivia Apps, Lindsay, Ant, Lindsay RFC, Julia Skell, Uxbridge, Ont. Ealing Trailfinders, England, Fancy Bermudas, Edmonton, West Shore RFC. Neil Davidson, The Canadian Press.